Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Are you talking about our home in Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's a manufactured home.
Do you own or rent your home?
We own the home.
Please tell me, in what year your home was built, to the best of your knowledge?
95.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
My husband has been for 10 years.
Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm. Category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
By experience, do you mean were we there at the time of the storm, or did the house experience a storm?
The home, ma'am. The home.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to. It was a hurricane a couple years ago.
Were there any adults in the home at the time, or was just the home? Just to clarify, ma'am.
Just the home.
Okay. Do you remember what category it was? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? Or a tropical storm?
I believe it was 1.
Okay. Oh, with the following, I would like to ask you, can you tell me the name and year of the incident? Do you remember the name of the hurricane?
No.
Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no, ma'am?
No.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane? Related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
If a series of hurricanes threaten your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, boards up homes, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, friend in other area. I would not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
Drive to a friend's home.
When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possibly within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
The one with 48 hours.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Considering yourself and others, if your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information you need to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Would the actual structure protect me if I was in it during a hurricane? Is that your question?
Actually, what they're asking is, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain?
Sure.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat certain.
Please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet source, other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Radio, TV.
And what would be your third choice? I have newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Friends and family.
On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
Four.
Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of housing, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, prepared tax, cost of food and other essentials.
I guess I just don't follow that one. Sorry. Have any of these things hindered my preparation? Is that your question?
Actually, this is what they're asking. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm?
No.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Is your home located in Florida or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Is it yes, a flood zone, yes, evacuation zone, yes, both flood and evacuation zone, or neither flood nor evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone. Is it in the evacuation zone? I don't know if it's an evacuation zone. I know it's not in a flood zone.
Okay. When would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
48 hours.
If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
As far as possible to another state.
And how many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$1,000.
How confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with up to the full amount. I could probably come up with $1,000. I could probably not come up with $1,000.
I'm certain. I am certain.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Here's the first option. 1 year.
Oh.
Decreased significantly over 10%. Decreased somewhat over 1 to 10%. Remained the same. Increased somewhat 1 to 10% or increased significantly over 10% for 1 year.
Increased significantly over 10% has been doubled.
What about 1 to 3 years?
Significantly.
Increased or decreased?
Increased.
Okay. What about 3 to 5 years?
Increased.
5 to 10 years?
Stayed the same.
And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage? Or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Okay. I continued paying the higher rate, but we're going to decrease. As of today, okay. We discussed this today, ironically.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100% I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80% to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Less than 60%.
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance cost and homeownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state? I would not move from my home.
Moving to another state.
In recent years, there has been a threat among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their home insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, or local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
State government.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have? Here's the first one, that local building codes are being enforced. From 1 to 5, what do you choose? 5 being the highest of confidence.
3.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
2.
That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
4.
That new development take into account flood risk. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
2.
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
3.
And thank you again. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finance will be affected? Here's the options. Yes, I believe it is happening, and I would be afraid. Or yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Or yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it is happening. Or I don't know if it is happening.
Yes, I would believe it is happening, and no, my property will not be affected.
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
If they were to, what's the first part of that? If they were to take what?
If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income tax, increase property tax, or increase both income and property tax?
Income.
And okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low evacuation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with storm sewage. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important. Here are the options: the neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other families, or proximity to job.
Neighborhood. Price.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would be your third choice?
I don't have one.
Let me read the options. Just let me know which one comes closest to your choice. I have school, crime, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone.
Okay.
Proximity.
Flood zone.
Yeah.
Flood zone. We'll go with that.
Thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
3 to 5.
Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 34, 35, 54, 55, 64, or 65 or older?
Over 65.
What is your gender?
Female.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
Are anybody under the age of 12?
No.
Are 65 or older? And if it's so, how many adults 65 or older?
No. None.
Okay. Oops. So, there's 2 adults in your home, but nobody is 65 or older. Is that correct?
No. No, we both are.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separate?
Married.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult, a member of your household?
Graduate degree.
And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
White, Caucasian.
In what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
My last question. Please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Under 20,000, 20 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100,000.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.